Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. We continue this series with more recipes from some of the world's best chefs and bartenders. Today we hear a creative cocktail recipe from Maxim Schulte, former head bartender at the American Bar at the Savoy and now bar manager at Colmes Galleria in London.
I'm Maxim Schulte, originally from Germany, now here in London and Cole, but previously have worked and travelled mostly through Asia, but also a bit Middle East, and worked there always in bars, mostly hotel bars. So I'm going to explain to you a bit about our sea buckthorn and corn French 75 cocktail that we have on our menu. French 75, very classic champagne cocktail or sparkling wine cocktail, normally done with gin and lemon, citrus, sugar, and then topped up with champagne. Our version here, we wanted to challenge us and try to get mezcal into a champagne cocktail. So we use sea buckthorn because it's possibly one of the only ingredients that grows in the UK that gives you a bright acidity and tartness, like citrus, like a lemon would do. So our sea buckthorn is from Scotland. We get it on the branch, so it's frozen, comes on the branch, and it's quite hand-breaking work, if I can put it that way, to get it off. And then we steep this into an espadine mezcal. Quite light, not too smoky, because you don't want to have that through in that sort of refreshing sparkling wine cocktail. We steeped it for 3 months, filtered it out, so the mezcal got like an addition of acidity, fruitiness. Sea buckthorn is amazing because it has also a lot of orange flavors in there. And I think I've read somewhere it's possibly one of the healthiest fruits there is, like the amount of antioxidants and vitamins in there is through the roof. We pair this with a Mexican corn liqueur, like corn, like mice, called Nixta. And it gives a great richness to it. A bit of an odd flavor as well, because people wouldn't spot necessarily corn. But I would like to compare it with a brioche. It has a bit of yeasty, rich, bready flavor. And that compared with this freshness and tartness of the sea buckthorn and the mezcal is just fantastic. We do that, we add a tiny, tiny bit of sea buckthorn puree as well, just to give a bit more brightness to it. Then shake it up and top that with sparkling wine. But now we wanted to find another link to Mexico. And actually I gave it to Santiago to try. And he was like, you know what? There needs to be chili in there. But so of course there needs to be chili in there because every one of our dishes has chili. So I expected a comment like this. But then I got reminded of when I was in Thailand, a lot of fruit, when you buy it at a vendor on the street, you would get chili salt with it. And you can dip the fruit into chili salt and it's just an amazing combination. So we wanted to have that flavor combination and deliver that experience or that memory, let's say, you know, deliver that memory of fruit with chili salt and how well that pairs. So we made our own chili salt using Peking chili, very small, almost a bit smoky, not too spicy, so you can still easily enjoy it. And yeah, it's just such an amazing, refreshing drink, mezcal with sparkling wine, corn in there. And I think, you know, it goes so well with food as well because it cuts through richness. So for example, we have a pambazo, it's called, on our menu in the mezcaleria, which is, you know, with basically like a puffed, almost like a dumpling, you could say, it's like a puffed bao, but inside you have richness of chorizo and a bit of creme fraiche, I think, is on there. And, you know, there's a lot going on in that dish, but that drink just cuts through it and actually helps it as well because pork fruitiness goes well. And I think that is a really good combination to have.
Thanks to Maxim Schulte, who now works at Colmes Galleria in London. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned for The Menu, our food and drink show that premieres every Friday at 20:00 London time. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.